USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three men are facing murder charges in connection with the death of a 10-year-old Tennessee girl who was reportedly killed after being hit by a stray bullet while sleeping on the couch. The Carter County Sheriff's Office is reporting Lily Hannah Davis was on the couch in her home near Elizabethton, Tennessee, in the early morning hours of November 17th when a stray bullet from a drive-by shooting went through the wall and struck her. 21 shots were fired in total. Jediah Glover, Jason Barber II, and Zachary Scott have been arrested and will face first-degree murder charges. The Seattle City Council voted to cut the police department's budget by roughly 18% Monday and instead reallocate millions of dollars to fund community alternatives. The cuts are less than half of the 50% reduction that activists demanded. Seattle leaders ultimately voted to transfer 911 call takers, parking enforcement officers, and mental health workers out of the police department. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on the latest politics.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes, but Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign's lawsuit contains a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrats, Democrat concentrated areas, that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of the law. Additionally, you had the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania unilaterally changing the election law, a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Presidential pardons are just a way of life. Most happen behind the scenes without the knowledge of everyday Americans. This presidential pardon is probably the most popular in American politics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys Corn and Cobb to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey became the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans after President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. From a helicopter, Utah state officials were flying over southeastern Utah last week looking for sheep as part of a routine task. What they found can't easily be explained away. Officers from the Department of Utah of Public Safety spotted a large metal monolith vertical in the ground extending about 12 feet tall. A single block of metal, it was sitting in Utah's Red Rock Country. Officials have no idea how or when it got there, but reminded the public it's illegal to install structures of art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.